She gestured for me to follow her down a flight of stairs to where Skylar was waiting below.
"Looks like you could use a shave. Sky, how long have you been working?"
Skylar rubbed the scruff on his face and grimaced as if he had just noticed it. Now that we were closer, I could see several days of growth on his chin. He was much shorter than I remembered, too. He was still a few inches taller than me, but the first time I had met him as a cadet, I thought he was so tall, so much better than me, untouchable.
"You know, I'm not sure. What day is it? I get so mixed up down here."
"It's Thursday morning," Amara said.
"Ah, yeah, I've been here too long."
He shrugged.
"You know how it is, Songbird. The stuff is so cool. Sometimes I just get carried away."
"I know. I'm hoping books here can keep you under control," Amara said wryly.
"Have you met Cadet Pearson? She works just as hard as I do."
Surprised he remembered my name, I could only raise my eyebrows at the compliment.
"Yes," Amara said, "but she's smarter than you. I've never seen her forget to eat for so long she needed to be admitted to medical for dehydration."
Another compliment? If I spent too long down here, I was going to grow an ego.
"I get really focused sometimes," Skylar said to me, as if that was a valid reason for not eating.
"It's good to see you again, Books. You want to see the cruisers?"
I still hadn't found my voice, so I nodded.
"Great, follow me."
He smiled, and my stomach did a weird little flip at the expression. It seemed I was a little starstruck. He led me over to one of the cruisers in the lineup. Amara started to follow, but was distracted by an engineer with a clipboard asking her a question. I felt a little bad leaving her behind, but I really wanted to get a closer look at that aircraft. We walked up to the sixth cruiser in the lineup, and I gawked openly.
"She's beautiful."
I stepped up beside the sleek black hull and reached my hand out. I paused before I made contact and turned back to Skylar.
"May I?"
"By all means,"
he nodded. I grinned and turned back to the matte black cruiser, reaching up to run my hand along the underside of the nose. The exterior was a smooth, rubbery material. I inspected the laser mechanism and was astounded that I couldn't follow the design. I knew everything about my jet, from the engine maintenance to the weaponry, but this cruiser was on another level entirely.
"What's it made of?"
"Some sort of highly confidential stealth material," Skylar said. "It can't be picked up by basic radar, and the color is sexy as hell."
It really was.
"Are you the flight leader?"
"No, that would be Songbird."
I tore my gaze from the cruiser to look back at him.
"Really? Amara?
You're surprised?"
Sky raised his eyebrows.
"She's a great pilot."
"Yeah, but so are you."
"Thank you. I am a good pilot, but I'm not as good at organization. A flight leader needs to be able to multitask. I am definitely lacking in that area compared to her."
I remembered what he had said about forgetting to eat, and I was inclined to agree with him.